Just a quick note on Oklahoma's quarterback situation.
Yep.
Brent Venables said they've got three quarterbacks taking reps this week. Presumably, that means Dylan Gabriel's taking snaps. And again, he's got concussion protocols and different deals. So, okay, what do reps for Dylan Gabriel mean at this point? But apparently they've got all three that are taking reps. So, and we know
Bevel is as well.
Bevel and General Booty.
And General Booty.
As you said earlier, Craig, we know Sark's not going to say anything about the quarterback situation. We'll just have to wait and figure it out. But I've got to believe if Quinn Ewers is ready to go, as good as Hudson Card has been, I think Sark answered it yesterday without really answering it. You're going to go with the guy that gives you the best chance to win. I think that's been proven kind of on an all things equal deal. I think Sark believes that's Quinn Ewers. So,
yeah,
just something to file away.
Okay.
Don't have a ton of time, but I do want to get to one quick.
Yep.
How about a basketball note, Craig?
Sure.
We didn't cover this last week, didn't have a chance to, but Ron Holland made an official visit to Texas earlier this fall.
Yep.
One of the top players in the country out of Duncanville, and no guy that you've had a chance to see. Arkansas, Kentucky, Texas, and the G League are his final schools. He's going to make a return trip to Texas. Now, again, took an official visit already. He's going to be back at Texas for the October 29th exhibition game against Arkansas.
So the winner of the game. No, let's hope that's not the case.
After the game, they're going to put a knife at midcourt, and then Chris Beard and Eric Musselman get to have a knife fight to see who ends up getting Ron Holland's letter of intent. He'll be back. He's going to take a second trip to UCLA coming up here on the 10th, and then he'll be back in Austin at the end of the month for the exhibition game. On what he likes about Texas, he told this to Eric Bossy, who does a great job covering national basketball recruiting at 24/7 Sports. Ron Holland on Texas for them. They're saying it just has to work. You know, the number one player in Texas. I'm the number one player in Texas, a hardworking guy. I'm a good guy on the court and off the court. They're talking about leadership and branding and everything. It's a business on the court and a business off the court, and everything has to flow, but it's going to be up to me to do the work if that's where the next few years. So a business-like approach Texas has taken with Ron Holland. You can get over to Hornets 24/7 and check out that update on him. But of all the guys we talked about, Craig, in terms of the guys that have visited, Ron Holland's, to me, the one piece. If you add him, it's a lot easier to fill in the rest of your class.
No doubt about that. All right, we'll be back to wrap up today's edition of Light the Tower on the Horn.